today signed a defense cooperation agreement with Poland. A major ingredient, the transfer of American troops to Poland from Germany. Polish President Andrzej Duda said the pact would serve to increase the security of other countries in the neighborhood. Pompeo said, quote, the opportunities are unlimited. President Donald Trump wants some 12,000 U.S. troops out of NATO member Germany, often complaining that Germany spends too little on its own defense. 1,000 U.S. service personnel will be redeployed to Poland, joining 4,500 Americans already based there. Japan today marked the 75th anniversary of its surrender in World War II. Emperor Naruhito used the occasion to express deep remorse over his country's wartime actions. He pledged to reflect on the war's events and voiced the hope that such a tragedy would never be repeated. While some people expected an apology from Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, that did not happen. In fact, he gave thanks for the sacrifices of his country's war dead. As the oil spill off the coast of Mauritius in the Indian Ocean worsens, Japan's Environment Minister Shinjiro Koizumi said Tokyo will send a team to assess the damage. 1,000 tons of oil have leaked out so far just off the Mauritius coast. A Japanese bulk carrier struck a coral reef in late July, triggering a state of environmental emergency. Scientists are calling it the country's worst ecological disaster. Removing the ship will be a delicate operation and is likely to take months. France, which once ruled Mauritius, says it will assist with the cleanup. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani had strong words today for the United Arab Emirates, calling its decision to establish normal ties with Israel a huge mistake. In a televised speech, Rouhani warned the Gulf state against allowing Israel to have what he called a foothold in the region. The UAE-Israel agreement was announced 2 days ago and is seen widely as a diplomatic success for the United States. More news online, via remote, this is VOA News. New outbreaks of the coronavirus are causing havoc for summer vacationers across much of Europe, as many pandemic restrictions are going back into effect. Nightclubs are being shut down, face mask requirements are being expanded. Europe's hardest-hit countries, Britain, France, Italy, and Spain between them, have lost more than 141,000 lives to COVID-19. Being blamed for many of the new flare-ups, clubs, alcohol-fueled street parties, and large family gatherings. Spanish Health Minister Salvador Illa has announced all nightclubs will be closed, and he issued a ban on outdoor smoking in public places where a distance of 2 meters cannot be maintained. Nursing home visits are limited to one person a day for each resident for only 1 hour. Spain has recorded almost 50,000 confirmed COVID cases in the past 2 weeks. Thousands of British holidaymakers in France made a dash for home early in the weekend, trying to avoid the need to self-quarantine for 14 days. France has seen a 66% rise in infections over the past week. The British self-isolation rule for travelers returning to the UK from France goes into effect today. Italy is deeply concerned over the pandemic's effects on the upcoming Ferragosto holiday next weekend, when millions of people normally celebrate with trips to domestic beaches and mountain areas or go abroad. On the island of Capri, the mayor has expanded a face mask order. Instead of just at night, those coverings are now required for the entire day. Italy yesterday recorded 574 new COVID cases, the largest daily number since late May. In Greece, new limits on restaurants, bars, and nightclubs that operate past midnight have been expanded to more of the country, including Athens. On the popular tourist islands of Paros and Antiparos in the Aegean, gatherings of more than 9 people have been prohibited. To this point, Greece has been spared the full wrath of the pandemic, with 6,600 cases at a cost of 223 lives. The global COVID numbers, meanwhile, continue their relentless climb. The case count tops 21 million, with a death toll of 766,000. Heading the grim list is the United States, with 5.3 million infections and well over 168,000 fatalities. Latin America is the world's worst affected pandemic region. Its caseload is more than 6 million, and it continues to accelerate, even as many nations begin to relax their lockdowns. The Pan-American Health Organization is warning an increase in other diseases will be due to the saturation of health services and the suspension of routine vaccination campaigns as a result of the coronavirus. The International Monetary Fund predicts the regional economy will shrink by almost 9.5% this year. Brazil has the most COVID cases in the world after the U.S. The country is approaching 107,000 COVID fatalities. Peru and Chile have the highest caseloads and number of deaths in the world per 100,000 inhabitants. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.